Environmental laws involve public health and welfare. There are a variety of different kind of penalties for these, administrative and civil penalties, but also criminal liability, which comes up in some of the ethical rules and what attorneys' obligations are. And then there are also, under some of the statutes, criminal liability isn't necessarily premised on a knowing violation, but perhaps upon negligence under the Clean Water Act or on strict liability, Migratory Bird Treaty Act. And then there are also responsible corporate officials that may be held personally responsible for criminally based conduct based on their authority to exercise control over it.
As our environmental laws, and I talk about this slide here, that I think the issue that we want to highlight, and we'll talk about this more in our hypothetical, but one of the ethical rules that we're going to address in our hypothetical deals with the provision and the ethics rules regarding client criminal or fraudulent conduct that can cause harm to individuals. And that becomes especially important in an environmental context when we deal with activities that, you know, may directly have the ability to cause harm to people. And so I think in the environmental practice, more so maybe than other practices in water law, too, that you might come across situations that directly have the potential to invoke those concerns, and we're going to explore that a little bit in our hypothetical. But that's one aspect of our practice that may be different from somebody who just does a transaction practice, and they're not talking about potential for flooding or potential for environmental releases and things like that that those of us in the environmental and water field deal with.